That was Max Gomez from Taos, New Mexico, originally, is what I heard. Max is going to be performing a show at Steve's Guitars tonight. But I should tell you that this is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And it's time for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley. And if beautiful music isn't your thing for the night, we have another option on the menu, the annual Fungi Film Festival. Is coming to the Crystal Theater for the first time ever, presented by the Western Colorado Mycological Association. Here to tell us all about this year's film festival, which includes a film by him, is Hamilton Pevick.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Raleigh.
Hey, thanks for being here, Hamilton. Also the president of the Western Colorado Mycological Association. And I should say that I am the treasurer for that group as well. Hamilton, what can you tell us about this year's Fungi Film Festival?
This is our sixth year hosting it as a fundraiser for the Mushroom Club. And I'm pretty excited about this year because we're hosting it at the Crystal Theater, which has kind of been the goal all along and haven't been able to pull it off until this year. So that's really exciting. For 6 years, it started in my backyard and then moved to my basement. And then we went to the launch pad and then we went to Movie Land and then we went to the Six Productions Warehouse and now
the Crystal Theater.
The Crystal Theater. And hopefully, if all goes well and we can keep our new Crystal Theater Alliance happy, it will be a regular event there.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly encourage everyone to come out and watch these films. They're a selection of 14 short films from all over the world. And there's avant-garde, experimental, documentary, drama, animation. It's like a genre mix of short films, including my new film called Caverns and Coprophilia, which is about poop-loving mushrooms that live in Glenwood Caves.
Oh, it's a local piece.
Oh, yes, a local POS.
An expose.
Yeah, so I got to go on a cave expedition with Dr. Amy Honan, who's a mycologist at Oregon State University and lives over in Crested Butte, and Andy Better, who now resides in Boulder but went to CMC and has been in the valley on and off for a number of years. Andy is a cave biologist and Amy's a mycologist, and we went to go collect samples of these very rare cave mushrooms, which grow on rat poop, and then discovered some pretty amazing things about these very particular species of mushrooms. Like, they are incredibly rare and undescribed, and they're expressing certain morphologies that have never really been seen before in the fungal kingdom, and that was pretty exciting.
I remember Andy Better once presented to the Mushroom Club, and he was showing his macro photography. Does the film feature some of his photography?
Absolutely, yes, it does, yeah. Yeah, he's an amazing photographer, and so these mushrooms are itty-bitty, very teeny-tiny, but when you zoom in on them using macro photography, it reveals a whole new world of awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then Amy Honan is going to be speaking this coming year, 2026, right, as part of the club?
That's right. She is the club's scientific advisor, and she leads scientific forays, and we teach people how to do mushroom identification and vouchering that can then be those vouchers are then added to the National Fungal Diversity Map. She'll lead a workshop in microscopy this year, which is learning how to use microscopes to identify things like spore structure and the more nuanced details of mushroom identification. And what else? So we're also going to plan a scientific foray. We've done two now, one on Kebler Pass and one on the Grand Mesa. And these are all events in order to broaden the fungal diversity map that we are trying to build year by year. So if you want to contribute to science in a meaningful way, you can check us out at the Western Colorado Mycological Association, which is our website is wcmycoassociation.org. And it's only $32 a year to become a member, for an individual, 50 something to become a family membership. And then, yeah, so we are a completely volunteer run 501c3 organization. And this film festival is a really meaningful chunk of the money that we raise each year in order to operate and cover our operational costs.
And so tell me more about the film festival. It comes to us as a package, right? This has already been curated, mm-hmm. And shown around the world, different places, or the country.
That's right, all over the world. All, yeah, it's an world online festival. So if you miss tonight, you can also go and purchase your tickets online and watch it at your leisure. But you don't want to do that. You want to watch it in a dark room with a bunch of other mushroom geeks. You want to come out tonight.
So how has the reception been for your film since it's already been circulating?
Well, it's only been in the festival. There's been no public release of the film yet. As soon as the film festival is over, I'll release it publicly. And I like it. You know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of trippy. It's basically kind of like an artsy documentary. I made it even a little more weird and bizarre to appeal to the tastes of Peter McCoy, the curator of the film festival, who generously allows us to use the festival to raise funds for the Mushroom Club. But the festival is getting a reputation now in its sixth year for being that sort of outer edge of style and what's the word I'm looking for? It's there. The films are very unique, mm-hmm. and tend to be surprising and strange. But it's a lot of fun to watch those kind of movies all together.
Mm-hmm. And did the new general manager at the Crystal Theater, Will Grambois, have anything to do with getting into these caves to look at mice feces?
No, I don't think so. We got he's been instrumental. Will and Kate have been instrumental in helping support the club by hosting the festival at the theater at the Crystal. And I mean, what an amazing resource we have as a community there. And I'm so happy that those folks are spearheading that effort. But actually, the cave that we did the expedition in was a private cave. It's privately owned and maintained for conservation purposes. And I actually just found out last week that the owner of the cave passed away, and Andy is going to name one of these undescribed species after the owner of the cave to honor him.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'll have to put that into the new ending of the film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, special thanks or in memory of.
And maybe a picture of that mushroom that'll be named after him.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Or it may be a pseudoscorpion, because Andy's also an entomologist. Mm. And there's a number of undescribed pseudoscorpions that live in those caves as well.
Cool. And I mentioned Will. He's a part of the caving society that also exists here.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a little known, perhaps, recreation outing that people are not aware of, that we have all these cave networks, especially around Glenwood Springs.
Spelunkers.
Yep, the spelunkers, who like to just lean into several common phobias at once and be in the dark, deep underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the silence, kind of chilly.
I love being inside caves. Mm-hmm. It is a profound experience, especially when you turn your lights off and just settle into the darkness and the silence.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. Well, that film festival is tonight at the Crystal Theater. Doors open at 6:30, and the films are going to start at 7. There's a good chance it might sell out, as mentioned. Well, I was at the Launchpad show a few years ago, and it was packed. It might have been the most packed I'd seen, that one room of the Launchpad. But also, you know, it's a special thing to watch these films in the company of our friends in a theater, and just to be in that energy of it and share in the laughter, the shocked expression at whatever might be going on in Hamilton's film.
Yeah, or the others. You know, I think my film is fairly tame compared to the others that we'll be screening. We're also going to have a raffle. There'll be some cool items. I'll give away some of my mushroom extracts. We have t-shirts and hats from the Mushroom Club, and one of the big prize items is a jar of dried burn morels that's being donated.
Ooh.
So if you don't have your morels for the winter, you can come and get a chance at getting a jar of dried morels tonight.
Mm-hmm. Which is much higher than your chance of probably finding them on a typical season.
That's right. You're definitely not going to be finding them anytime soon. Yeah, so
of all the films as a filmmaker that you've seen at these particular Mushroom Film Fest showings, are there any that stand out to you that might give our audience, I know you haven't seen these films yet, but ones from past years that might give people a sense of what to expect?
Yeah, there's one of my favorite was about, it was a French-Canadian drama about this group of young men that go out to party in a cabin during the winter and eat mushrooms, magic mushrooms that is, and then their like weird neighbor comes over and weirds them all out and accidentally falls down a hill and hits his head, but none of the people in the cabin know about it. And so it's this bizarre, like ominous dark comedy that I found was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there are gems in the festival, like any film festival has its gems. And you know, it's kind of like foraging in that way that, you know, you pick through, you have to pick through a bunch of species that you might not keep in your basket, but then there's definitely a few you want to take home.
Yeah, the year of that film, I saw that one too. That was the Movie Land year. And there were a few, I think like AI was new on the scene as far as people being able to direct AI and incorporate those visuals into their film. So there was a lot of experimentation in that. And I think that is a cool thing. Mushroom people tend to be rather avant-garde and on the edge, like you described. And it's not all the time that we get to see like new film from that more experimental realm of filmmaking. And I think this is a really great opportunity for people who are interested in how film is evolving alongside everything else, technology and mm-hmm. thought and understanding of the universe and how those things play together. It's not always easy to understand in these films.
I've noticed year after year, the program usually includes a documentary or a film about some cool new use of mycelium.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people doing applied mycology, you know, using mycelium for, you know, packaging or sculpture or building materials or whatever the case may be. And I know that there is a film in this program that highlights a new use of mycelium, so I'm pretty excited to see that one as well. And then there's always a bunch of wild animations that are like pretty impressive, and so yeah, it's a very broad mix. And here's the other thing that really, like, when you log on, you go online, you're sort of default is to go towards the things you usually watch. You know, if you're online to watch something, if you're surfing YouTube to find something, you're like already kind of guided towards the things that interest you. And I invite you to challenge yourself and, you know, watch something that you normally wouldn't watch, and you may be pleasantly surprised. And being able to share that experience, that sort of discovery of new content, in a group, in kind of what is, in my view, like the oldest form of shared experience, which is sitting around in the dark around the light.
Mm.
You know, we've been doing that since we lived in caves, gathering around the fire and telling stories, and that really hasn't changed that much. Now we're just in a theater staring at the screen together, but the principles are the same.
And there's something to the focus the theater can provide. You're not opening other tabs on your computer and kind of like listening in the background while you continue to surf, which I think many of us might do. So I'm thinking of one film in particular that was at the Launchpad showing, I think it was called Rot, and it was this like time lapse of
I love that one
food rotting. Yeah.
That one really inspired me.
It was really cool. Yeah. It was very beautiful in ways that we wouldn't expect food rotting to be.
It was rot with a W, but the whole thing was exploring all of the sort of poetic aspects of what it is to decompose.
Mm-hmm.
And just put to this beautiful poetic narration and this intense music, and then something like 7 terabytes of footage.
Wow.
Of still high definition still images were used in that film. It was very impressive.
Yeah, and beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that inspired me. That inspired my cheese film, actually. It was like coming at and looking at fermentation from a new angle.
And the cheese film was my favorite of the Movie Land year, even though it was an unofficial viewing.
Yes, it wasn't part of the selection.
It
was a pirated, I inserted it into the program without it being an official selection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many films do you make a year?
It just depends. I mean, my goal is to release at least one new film a year. Mm-hmm. I'm literally sitting on 7 unfinished films, from short pieces like 10-minute films all the way up to feature-length documentaries. And I just haven't a hard time creating the time and the space to do my creative work on top of being a father and a husband and a householder and a small business owner and a president of Mushroom Club and running the Eagle Mushroom Festival and doing all the things that I do. I've been trying to buy back my own time. Mm-hmm. So that I can work on films properly.
So the film aspect of your life is mostly a passion-driven thing?
It is, yeah, absolutely passion-driven. I mean, I used to make money doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent most of my career as a filmmaker, and now I'm not. You know, now I do it. I get to make my own films, and I don't have to answer to anybody except my own schedule and the demands of my children, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're... business, Hamilton's Mushrooms, I think probably benefits from your filmmaking expertise, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I adopted the sort of mountain film model to produce my own films about mushrooms. So, you know, many of us have been to mountain film festivals like our very own Five Point Film Fest in Carbondale, where... what happens is you'll have a big company, say like North Face or Patagonia or Outside Magazine or someone, will then finance an expedition of an athlete. And that athlete will then go and do this amazing thing, and a film crew will follow them, and they'll make this cool movie. And it won't necessarily be a commercial for those companies, but it is under the banner of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just adopted that model for my mushroom company. So I'll follow a mycologist into a cave and finance the expedition and then release that film under the banner of Hamilton's Mushrooms. And it's not just, you know, but there's, you know, mycology is this massive umbrella where all kinds of different science occurs and narratives occur. And so the potential for storytelling is just infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really excited to be able to pursue any story that interests me, you know, as long as it's sort of within my personal budget to produce those stories.
It does seem like your films do focus mostly on mycology. Do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm interested in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the stories around mycology fascinate me enough that I want to invest in them, invest my time, my energy, my creativity into those narratives. And then also with the chance of furthering science and making a meaningful contribution to the greater collective knowledge of our species.
So what is it about mycology and those stories that fascinates you?
I like the interplay and entanglement of ecology in general. I like the way our ecosystems are like hyper entangled, that we live in a dependent existence, that like everything really depends on everything else. And then when you start to look at how those connections and the mechanisms of those connections really work, you can have a greater appreciation for just the beauty of nature and how awe-inspiring it is. You know, little things that go back billions of years, like the reason plants developed roots in the first place was not to move onto land, but was to communicate and exchange nutrients and information with fungi. Mm. And that was like a critical step in the evolution of life on Earth. And now it's kind of ubiquitous. Like, we kind of take roots for granted, but they're there for a reason. And when you start peeling away all those layers of why things are the way they are, there is often a common denominator that are fungi.
Wow.
Like, life on Earth really wouldn't be possible without the roles that fungi play. Mm-hmm. And then all the way up to like really simple things like fermentation, beer, wine, cheese, you know, kimchi, you know, using yeast to preserve food, you know, the transformation of a unsustainable product like milk into a sustainable product like cheese. You know, and even going as far as things like cacao, like you have to ferment cacao in order to make chocolate, and you have to ferment tea in order to have tea, and tobacco for tobacco, you know, like there's these like processes that enrich our lives in such delicious and beautiful ways.
Yeah, and hearkening back to that rot film, it's like something maybe our culture shies away from, that that mushrooms play this beautiful role in, which is the decay or the transformation of things, like from one life into new life.
Yeah, I mean, that's, they create the foundation for new life. Like, even though like decay and decomposition are ugly and smelly and difficult to witness, they are fundamental to creating that fertile soil for new life to emerge. And that cyclic existence is so poetic and meaningful to us on all these different philosophical and psycho-spiritual ways. And, you know, it's really just fun to explore those relationships and have a bigger and deeper appreciation for life, death, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm. And mushrooms are even able to remediate Superfund sites and absorb heavy metals and heal the land from industrial use.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most exciting new technology that we have access to now, in my opinion, is how fungi can save us from ourselves when applied correctly. Consuming hydrocarbons, filtering water, consuming noxious and toxic chemicals, literally rebuilding ecosystems from the soil up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do fire mitigation. We've talked about cold fire on KDNK before, and actually there is a film in the program tonight about fungal degradation technologies.
I think that one thing I love about mushroom people is the enthusiasm. Like, you get into a room with people who love mushroom, and this is probably true of most, like
I'm going to talk to you about mushrooms whether you want to hear about them or not.
I think like science in general, and especially biology, like makes people really fired up and passionate. But it's delightful to be in one of these club meetings and just hear people nerd out and throw around 100 words that I don't understand. But they sound beautiful.
I'm really excited for the club's new year. 2026, we're going to do more like community outreach stuff, more like less lectures and more activities, So I'm looking forward to like broadening our community and a few. So if anyone out there has even the slightest bit of curiosity about mycology, mushrooms, anything at all, come check us out.
Mm-hmm. You can come to the film tonight. Once again, doors are at 6:30. The film starts at 7. You can get those tickets on the Crystal Theater website, or you can just get them at the door, but would recommend you show up a little early. And then you can also just visit the website for the Mushroom Club, and soon there'll be a schedule, or at least the first few events of the new year will be posted on that website and on the social media. And as mentioned by Hamilton, we had a club meeting this week, and there was a lot of enthusiasm around what kind of social activities can be done, like cooking classes with mushrooms or craft making. It's a good chance the dance party might come back this year.
Well, let's hope. Fingers crossed. Cultivation workshops. And, you know, if you're a teacher out there in Roaring Fork and you want to introduce your students to mycology, please reach out to us. We love finding new young minds to inspire.
We actually just have 1 minute left. Any final thoughts for our listening audience, Hamilton?
For those of you who are on the fence about coming to the Fungi Film Festival tonight, just do it. It's for a good cause. It's really fun. And you may be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I think leave your expectations at the door.
Yeah, though. Totally. Leave them all. Check your ego, your expectations, but you can keep your shoes on.
Keep your shoes. All right. We'll see you there, Hamilton. Pevik, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Raleigh.
This has been Everything Under the Sun on Katie and Kay. Hope everybody has a beautiful Thursday evening. Looks like maybe it might snow. Sure hope so. Stay tuned for Regional Roundup coming up next.